Super Soul always help a devotee and inspire a devotee. How does the Super Soul help a devotee? Sarvasya chaham riti sannivishto matasmatir gyanam aponam cham vidaischa saverahame vivedyo vedanta kridveda vedeva cham. Krishna tells it, he's 15:15, he says it, from me comes, I'm in your heart. And he helps the living entity forget and remember. For the devotee, he gets inspiration and remembrance of the Lord because he's always turning to the Lord with humility and dependence. And always praying to the Lord. And the Lord gives intelligence to the loving and sincere devotee. The super soul gives instructions to the sincere, unalloyed devotee on how he can progress more and more in approaching Krishna. Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, 4:30:20, he makes an interesting point. He says that Krishna exists in everyone's heart as super soul, paramatma, antaryami, oversoul. Most people understand that. But there's some speciality for the devotee. In the heart of the devotee, that super soul reveals himself as ever increasingly new. Inspired by the super soul, the devotee experiences increased transcendental bliss while he's carrying out his devotional service. So the super soul is inspiring, helping the devotee. Proof of the Lord's mercy. How can we see the result? What is the proof of Krishna's mercy? If someone's devotion for Krishna increases, or someone's inspiration to serve Krishna increases, we can understand that that is a result of receiving Krishna's mercy. Increase in devotion, increase in desire to serve. And another measurement of mercy is the inspiration to preach. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, prana che jara se hetu prachar. The cause of preaching is life. A person can become a preacher of Krishna consciousness if he has life, bhakti, jivan. A dead man cannot become a preacher. Someone must be very enthusiastic that I must preach Krishna's glories to my best capacity. One doesn't have to become a big scholar to be a preacher. He simply has to be a sincere devotee, lover of Krishna. He must have enthusiasm and preach whatever he's realized. Oh, Krishna's so great. He's so kind and beautiful, so wonderful. I must say something about Krishna and his holy name and how it's helped me and how I've benefited by serving Krishna in my own small way. I must preach something. This is the qualification for preaching. Pran utsaha, the life of enthusiasm. We may not know Krishna very perfectly. How can anyone know perfectly Krishna since he's unlimited? And Brahma explains in his Vandanam in 10th canto, how can we know the unlimited? It's not possible. We can never know Krishna 100%. But if we sincerely serve Krishna with enthusiasm and patiently serve him, then Krishna will reveal himself. Brahma said, jnane priyasam rupasya namanteva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shrutikatam tano van mano bir ye priyasho jita 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 jito pi yasitaistri lokyam. Hatefully giving up all intellectual attempts to understand the Supreme Truth. If anyone wants to realize you, O my dear Lord Krishna, he should completely surrender himself unto you. Then he should hear from self-realized devotees about your name and transcendental pastimes. Whatever situation a devotee may find himself in, He should progress by fully dedicating his mind, body, and words to your service, my dear Lord Krishna. In this way, the infinite Lord, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered through love. This is 10th canto.